This episode of the legendary Humble and Fred Show is being broadcast to the world from our state-of-the-art Humble and Fred studio in Toronto, from our Brampton facility featuring fall leaves on lush green grass, and from Peterborough at Lisa's dining room table next to trendy black sticks in a vase. I'm Dan Duran, broadcasting live from the Jim Miller Zoom Theater, and brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, the Chambers Plan, Bodog, our newest sponsor, Ridley Funeral Home, and Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. And now, here are two men who no longer watch the news or read about what's going on. They just make it up because that's the new road to success. It's Humble and Fred.
Dan Duran. Thank you very much, Dan Duran. The Jim Miller Zoom Theater, that's in honor of a guy you guys know from the Trailer Park.
Yeah.
Yes, what was his title, Dan? I forget exactly. Was he like a pre-delivery guy or something? Or
yeah, in charge of the service division of the new units.
Yeah. Yes.
More importantly, though, is Jim Miller, is he aware of this great honor bestowed upon him?
Oh, he will be, yes.
He listens to every show, so he's a Hundy P.
All right, Jim.
He loves the show, and I plopped a little bottle of wine on his desk there before, and he didn't know that I had done that. Anyway, so just finished listening to the rest of yesterday's show, which was the Thursday show. Mm-hmm. What a great honor. Thanks so much for thinking of me. Appreciate it tons. And tomorrow is steak night. It looks like I got a perfect bottle of wine for that. So thanks again.
When one is buying a bottle of wine in such situations, Dan, what is the price point? Do you look for a cheap bottle of wine with a good reputation, or do you not care about the reputation and go for price? So if they ever cross-check it to see what you spent on the wine.
Well, I usually do it around a $20 mark, somewhere
that's
in that
reasonable.
Zone.
That's reasonable. You can get a nice bottle of wine for $20.
I usually buy it at vintages, so... part of that is because it's, you know, usually a more interesting bottle of wine. And also, you know, it's, you know, if I bought a bottle of Yellowtail, everybody knows what that, you know, costs and what it is or whatever, because it's such a popular bottle. This, nobody knows. You know, whatever bottle comes out of vintages, it's very
right. It seems rare. Like it could be more fancy pants than just your regular
label
stock.
You've never heard of before.
Yeah, exactly.
This would be a good wine, yeah.
Now, the man that I once called the shit sucker, and I regretted that. I didn't, you know, in retrospect, it was not fair. It was a bit severe, you know, in the spirit of comedy, you know, sometimes you overstep the line and
do
hurt
you?
Feelings. Yeah.
Okay.
And I hurt feelings, which I
wouldn't know anything about that. What's the, how does that feel?
That's right. You cold, hard man. So then I changed that to sanitation engineer from one extreme to the other. Now, before I left, he's a good guy, and it's a horrible job, so I buy him a bottle of liquor, because he enjoys such things. But it's funny. Sort of the tradition is, if you don't see him before you go, I wrap that in plastic and put it down right where my shitter thing is, right? So when he opened the thing, there would be the bottle. And I'm thinking, that's, like, sort of gross, but... apparently that's what people do. So when he did my last evacuation, he lifted it and saw this plastic bottle near the shit spout.
For those of us that don't have trailers, maybe you could. How big is the tank? Like, you mean it's in the tank? Like in the?
No. It's like at the beginning of the tank. But the problem is, like, I have this trap door. You open it, and there's like a pit, and then you see, you know, the pipe where he puts the sucker on to suck out the shit. And because that's what he does, even though I don't call him that anymore.
All right. All right.
But the problem is there's a lot of splashing stuff that goes on in that area. So I wrapped it heavily in plastic.
Well, I mean,
put his name on it. Yeah.
It seems like a bottle of liquor would be well worth it. It seems like that would be completely worth it for that gig. Anyway, Jim Miller is our Zoom Theater honoree this week, and we're happy that... So that note you read was from Jim Miller.
That was from Jim Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's great.
By the way, since we're on the subject of shit,
I didn't know that we were. We were trying to open the program in a more professional manner, and all of a sudden we're talking about sucking out shit from another one of your trailer tales.
guys, we're off Trump. What else do we have?
Okay. I was just going to... And Fred doesn't know this yet. Mm. But in the winter, there is I buy what's called a shoulder pass, which allows you winter access to the park, which very many people have. In fact, there's only maybe one.
But by the way, just so you know, every time you say shoulder pass, I think you're saying shoulder pads, and I don't know why. I just
It's because you're a hockey man.
Yeah. So you bought a shoulder pass. Are you on the shoulder pass now?
Yes, I am. What that entitles you to is access, and access to a shitter. Like a porta potty, and
do you get like is there a code that gets you into the porta potty?
No, they just drop one near your trailer,
like a big plastic Johnny on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean if you buy the shoulder pass, they actually bring in something just for you?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that lovely?
Near your trailer?
That's what you have now.
Yes, right in Fred's driveway. He doesn't know this yet, but that's right.
That's great.
You mean in my driveway,
very, very conveniently.
Why
located.
Is it in Fred's driveway and not your driveway?
Well, my driveway is only a one car driveway. Fred has sort of a long driveway,
It's like right close to my trailer.
Well, it's a few feet away from your trailer, right in front of your shed. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I'll make sure. I'm the only one who's using it, so
I
make sure that it's level.
You know, hey guys, you know what we have here in the city? Do you know what we have here? They're called bathrooms and sewers, and we have a whole system. And I don't normally have to leave a bottle of liquor in my in my toilet here on the Queensway.
But don't you think that is territorial appropriation? Dan didn't do it. The park did.
They directed it there on Dan's. Dan's told him where to put it.
No, he didn't. Did he?
Yeah, I did. Well, that's the closest place to me is right there.
I don't recall getting the call from you saying, "Fred, is it okay if I get them to put the shitter on your spot?" What if the Fred man went up there and wanted to fucking like park behind his trailer? I can't now because of your shitter.
No. There's you can't park two cars there.
Well, what if I wanted to?
I just love.
Tell you what,
I love. My favorite part of this so far is the silence. Just that moment, that second when Fred realized that you're the one who put it in Fred's trailer, trailer driveway.
Yeah.
Geez, in my world, that's a phone call. What about you, Howard?
Well, I'm not really. I can't really comment because, again, when I go to the washroom, it's not. No one's involved in it except for me and baby Jesus.
What if there's a storm and it tips over against my trailer or something?
Well, I'll make sure I'll tip it back for you.
I don't know.
I'll be honest with you, Fred.
It doesn't seem like that big a transgression to me, but. If you want me to go along,
it's filling 5 minutes. I was just
gonna say, if you want to go along with the "How dare you, Dan" bit, I mean, I think we've got other. There's always other stories with Dan.
There's a tiny part of me thinking, like, "Hey, Fred, they're going to put the shitter. It'd be very convenient if I put it behind your place. Is that cool?" I'd go, "Oh yeah, fuck, of course, Dan. I don't care." But that never happened. So there's a little tiny inkling.
Oh, I can tell. Well, I can tell you got the Fred man's injustice is tingling, your little spidey sense.
League. Yeah.
Dan, what were you thinking? Were you not thinking any part? Okay, let me jump on board. At any part of you did not think maybe I should give Fred the heads up on where the shitter's going to go? What if something untoward happens?
I didn't know for sure the sanitation engineer would do that. And secondly, in the winter, they just drop them. They don't consult with anybody about where they put them. They just drop them.
Well, that's not true, Your Honor. You they consulted with you. You said, "I need the best place for it is in Fred's attic room." You said, "I think the best place for it is in Dahl and Fred's bedroom next, so it stays nice and warm."
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dan, when they first put it there, is there a roll of toilet paper, or do you have to supply it all, like right
from
the beginning?
No, there's a roll. There's one of those really long, that cheap toilet paper, one ply. That's about. It's the
I don't know about you guys. I can't. I can't
your
use that
finger
stuff.
Goes through it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can't finger, use that stuff anymore. I've got too much stuff going on back there to use one plug.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this is a great opening to the beginning of a four banger. I should also mention that we rarely do this, but we're doing it today because he's a friend of the show. The guy that coined the phrase, this was like in the first few months of our program back in 2011. The man that coined the phrase, the part of town where shit goes down, Adam Groh will join us today. And we have a chance for, let me make sure I get this right, but Adam Groh, as part of his appearance today, he's doing this thing called Vacation Van, and we'll explain what that is. But what you need to know now, in order for you to stick around or fast forward whatever you do to our podcast, somebody in our audience today is going to become eligible for a $500 Sunwing gift card.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a professional outfit. So Adam will have details. He's going to ask a trivia question. It's going to be very, very simple. Not a lot of math involved. And as I say, a $500 Sunwing gift card. Can we transition from the trailer?
Yeah, you already have.
So speaking of Sunwing and you know, going away for the winter, and this is kind of a Dan Duran thing. And I, of the three of us, Dan's the only one that doesn't use Gmail. And he's the one that is, you know, has a phone. That's a burner phone, like a drug dealer or some shit. Dan doesn't really, you know what, Freddie? He doesn't really like to connect to the outer world because he's afraid that the government is keeping tabs on him.
Capitalism and all. Yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that. So I was thinking about you because over the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about booking, looking online for cheap flights and all kinds of stuff. And having discussions with friends about, you know, possible Airbnbs and this place and that place. And I got to tell you, Dan and Fred, all my social feeds are filled with WestJet and Air Canada and cheap vacations and Club Meds. And it's just unbelievable. And and very little of what I've done is actually searching it. I've just been talking a lot about it. So what do you think of that, Dan? Is that, like, where is that coming from? Is it coming partly from my search history or things I've searched for?
Yeah, it's all the cookies on your exactly that, because they're you've given everybody permission to follow you, for basically track you wherever you're going, unless you stop the tracking part with various apps or settings on your computer. You're being followed around. Exactly. They know what you're doing. The aggregate data kind of indicates what you're doing, and they profile you and figure out what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So is there any way to stop that? Is there any way? I mean, do I go in and, or I don't know, to like, really, I use my main computer searching for some flights for sure, but it's showing up on Instagram, for instance.
Well, you probably leave your Facebook app open, right? I mean, you don't sign out from your Facebook app, right?
True.
So there would be a way. One of the ways is to use, go into privacy mode, which is inconvenient for some websites. Or you use a Firefox is another browser that has actually there's a fence post. They isolate Facebook from the rest of your browsing.
Is that what you use?
Yeah, I use both Firefox and sometimes I use Safari because I have an Apple product. So
okay, well, I just want to let you know, Dan, I was thinking about you because within the last 7 to 10 days, I've just been inundated on Instagram, especially because it's the one that it is the main social media that I go to besides Twitter, X.
But even on the weekend, I was on Expedia. And I was searching flights to Portugal, different areas. And since then, I'm looking at my email now, Expedia.ca. And again, I wasn't proactive in return the information. It was just a search on Expedia. And now I'm getting emails about, hey, for God, don't stop looking, or this opportunity's here. And I think you know, a lot of these companies too are now, they've merged and you don't know it. I think they're connected also to Red Tag now, because now I'm getting Red Tag with the same thing.
Well, or they sell their data. That's part of the, yeah, the agreement. Your terms of service will allow them to take your data and sell it to someone else. And they, there's, yeah, a big business in that. In,
oh,
that,
yeah, kind of, yeah.
But it doesn't matter, according to you guys, because, you know, you haven't done anything wrong.
Well, I was thinking that I was trying. I don't have the joke formed, but I was thinking, you know, if they're able to hear what I'm talking about or searching, it's surprising that I'm not getting more inbound stuff from like OnlyFans and, yes, you know, lesbian yoga, mm-hmm, class. Like, mm-hmm, why isn't that showing up?
Yeah. If you really think about it, like, Dan, you spend more time thinking about that. But it is true. Unless I proactively ask for the information or I proactively sign up to be sort of on a subscription thing where they can send me stuff. But I didn't. You know what I mean? I didn't ask for this stuff. That's what bugs me. You know?
The nice thing about Gmail, and I don't know, whatever web browser you... Do you even... Is it Linux, Linux, or what? You know, are you still just like on some kind of, what was it called, Linux?
Who are you asking?
Dan. Like, do you even have email?
Linux? Yeah, no, I have email, but it's my own email. It's not a Google email.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Gmail is it does parse out or get rid of a lot of the spam and takes care of it. I mean, it really does. I mean, you can really narrow the amount of things that get through.
Yeah, Google reads your email and throws everybody else's email, you know, all the junk mail out at the same time. So, yeah, when they filter through, they figure out what you're writing about. Scan no, your email, make sure it's
all
okay.
They don't figure. They're not reading what I'm writing. No, people at the Googles, they don't care, Dan. Googles don't care.
You've given permission, I think, to let the Googles do that. And then they, you know, they use their googly eyes, figure out what you're talking about.
I'll tell you one thing.
And try and sell you stuff.
Freddie, I'll tell you one thing the Googles didn't know. They didn't know that Dan was going to park the shitter in your driveway.
No.
They didn't come. That wasn't apparent to anyone anywhere. There's no browser.
But that was in privacy mode.
This is another indication of the good, bad aspect of, you know, the World Wide Web and the Internet. And for all the wonderful things it provides, you know, there's a lot of aggravating attachments. And this is one. You know what I mean? It's like, and you understand, if I'm in business and I try and, you know, get an advantage that way, I guess you do it. But it sure does junk up your inbox, does it not? Like, with so many things you don't care for or ask for. That's why a lot of these, you know, places where, you know, I was a few weeks ago, I forget where, like a sport check or something. Oh, can I have your email? Well, no. Like, why? No. I shouldn't say why, because I know why, but it's no thanks. I don't need
to be getting. Yeah, I don't often give it out.
I don't need to be getting, like, sport check things every day, you know? But
guys, speaking of travel, I came across this story a couple of weeks ago, and now I've found an opportunity to tie it into it. Because we've been, Fred and I, and I think, Dan, you've talked about you're going to go to Mexico with your family again. And, you know, this time of the year, a lot of people our age are making plans. I found this story, and I've just checked it. It's actually true. It's a new airline dubbed Bark Air. And it's a airline. Yep. It's an airline offering private flights from New York to London for dogs and their humans. So that it's set up so that you get to travel with your dog as opposed to like in a crate or... Flights include gourmet doggy treats, a grooming service, and even a spa treatment.
Wow.
So here's how you know there are people with way more money than you. Mm-hmm. It's $8,000.
One way?
I don't know if it's one way or return, but it's return. It's $8,000, let's say, from New York to London.
Yeah.
Okay. For you to bring along your doggy. Now, you know, it's weird because Charlie brings Booby Billy in a little carrier, mm-hmm, like a carrier, right, on it. Mm-hmm. It never has any problem. The dog's so small. But I'm assuming, I went to look a minute ago to see what, I guess it's a seat for you, and you get to have the dog in the cabin with you. No matter how big or small, I'm imagining here.
I wonder if the dogs or cats like fight each other then. Like if there's, or is this just your plane, or is there a few other people with the animals?
I don't know, man.
I suppose for $8,000, you can't get across the ocean for $8,000. On a private plane, you'd have to have a few other people in, on board for that.
Yeah, it's not one person per flight. It's like a... Is there
you're hanging out with other rich people, which, you know, probably...
It says, are there size or breed restrictions? We welcome all dogs. We welcome dogs of all sizes and breeds. In fact, oversized dogs never have the opportunity. You're our VIPs. I don't know. Fuck, it's just... It's for, like, people with lots of dough.
Well, who did that research to find out that that's a viable business? You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing that unless... They've determined that, yeah, this will work.
There's our some planes, sort of demand, right?
It says our planes are designed to fit 14 dogs and they're humans, but we will fly on average 8 to 9 humans and pups. So, yeah, it's a jet, obviously, and they're charging $8,000 per person. So if they have, it's $80,000 per flight.
That's not like a commercial jet, is it?
No.
It's more... Be a smaller thing.
Yeah, it would be like a smaller private jet, but smaller.
Right.
Like a Gulfstream or something that holds 20 people.
What's the range of those things? They can fly to Europe, eh?
Oh, yeah. They're jets.
Yeah, but how big is the gas tank?
I don't know. Why are we talking like this?
Like, do they have to? They have to be fueled like halfway across the Atlantic?
No, they can. No. Those planes can fly for 6 and 7 and 8 hours. Absolutely.
I didn't know.
What did you think they did?
Well, I thought smaller jets like that wouldn't go that far based on their size and their fuel capacity. That's all. Well, now I feel bad for even thinking, for not knowing that.
I don't know, man. I don't know what you're thinking about. Those Gulfstreams and those private jets fly just like a regular commercial jet.
Neat.
A Gulfstream G650 can travel 8,100 miles.
Wow.
Or 7,000 nautical miles.
Yeah. Well, when you think about flying around, like those, like rock stars and such, they're, you know, flying around. They're not flying around on, you know, A320s. They're flying around on smaller,
right,
private jets. Right. Anyway, $8,000.
How stupid am I?
God damn it! You know what? You're so dumb. You'd probably let somebody park their shitbox in your driveway. I had the flu shot on Saturday. And no side effects, just my shoulder. This is only the second time this has happened to me where I remember this. It was one of my COVID vaccines. Really, for some reason, just my shoulder was sore like somebody had punched it. But I've never had that reaction except for this time where I had no other reaction. I didn't feel like I had the flu or whatever, but I just, for a couple of days, the injection site. That's what we heroin users call
your injection site.
My injection site was sore. Oh, man. They did say, by the way, I asked if some people were able to have the both shots at the same time. They said, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Oh, you didn't do that? Or you already had yours?
Freddie said he did his. You did that last year. I did not have. I'm going to do the other one this week. I just thought I'd separate it. I've got time. I got time. I'm an old man. I got time. It'll be a thing for me to do.
Yeah. I'm going to do that this week.
Yeah, I got to get around to it, too. I'm having COVID for sure. I guess while I'm there and they have it, I'll just say, poke me with the other two. I don't care.
The other two?
Well, the other one, two.
Two.
Oh, I see.
The other,
right, got it.
Comma. Yeah.
The other one. I thought there was another one that I'm not aware of. I'm you know, I want to stock up if I.
You know why? Because we're sheeple.
That's right. We're just sheeple. Yeah. We're just mindless sheeple. Yeah. Just a couple quick things. They tell you to stick around there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, in case there's a reaction. I didn't stick around. I just got up and left, just like a rebel. I don't know. I just figured, what's going to happen? I mean, well, you know, If it's gonna, if something was gonna happen, you know, someone will call a paramedic. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, I was waiting to go into the little sliding area where the, I don't even know. The funny thing about that is you don't even know if it's a, if the person giving you the shot is like, you know, one of the people that works at the shop or like stocking boxes. I didn't know if that person was a doctor, a nurse. I didn't know what they're
called. Well, you know they're not a doctor.
No, obviously.
But might be a nurse.
That's funny.
What's funny?
Well, I guess I'm even more of a sheeple or whatever. No, when the people, they give you the shot and then they just say, you know, sort of for their protection as well, could you just sit there for 10 minutes and make sure you feel all right before you leave? Like, and then you can't do that. Like, why?
Well, I'm going to tell you. Because.
Oh, I can't wait.
Because I was sitting there waiting to go in. And it's only, it's a small little area, the shoppers. There's only room for two or three people in pretty close quarters. Mm-hmm. Considering most people going in there to shoppers, you know, unless you're getting makeup or whatever, are probably going in there for some malady. So someone sits next to me just before I go in. I just look over and he's an older guy, kind of our age. But, you know, he doesn't look so great. And he's just sitting there and I could see a little drip of like snot condensation coming out of his nose. So I thought, and literally when he sat down,
was before or after?
This is before.
Oh, okay.
And he was sitting there.
What's that have to do with after?
Well, because he didn't want to sit down there after next to snotty nose.
Well,
and
you could have gone into the store and shopped around.
Yes, I could have looked around for, you know, like, hemorrhoid wipes or whatever. I could have shopped and compared. But no, the guy, I'm not a germaphobe, but the guy was freaking me out a little bit.
I do find it a little weird that, like, just years ago when gas stations started selling food.
Right.
It also seems weird to me that, a drugstore is selling, bananas.
I agree. Like, it just seems on aisle three,
far enough away from the Maxi Pad.
And you saw on aisle four, you've got chunky ham. You've got, what is it? Who makes chunky soup? I used to love chunky soup.
Campbell's
chunky soup. That's right.
Full of salt. Yeah. No, I think I've made that comment to Delise in like Shoppers Drug Mart or something. When you see like the canned goods and everything, it's like, why bother? Again, it's one of those decisions. On some level, they decided that that's a revenue stream. But it seems like such a disconnect, you know?
Well, they're owned by Loblaw, so it's easy on their supply chain to just, you know, pop a few.
No, I know, but it just seems odd. But I got to tell you, of all the COVID shots I've had over the years, going back 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, I've always sat there for 10 minutes until the woman says, okay, you're good now, or whatever. Or,
well, there you go.
My watch.
You know what? All's
only
well.
Because I'm just trying to do my part, Howard.
Well,
that's all.
You know, all's well that ends well, you know?
Yeah. I guess.
It turned out okay.
I wonder what they're going to do in the States now with JFK Jr.
Oh, he's in charge of everything.
Yeah. Or RFK. What is it? RF or JFK?
RFK.
RFK, yeah.
Yeah, I took the weekend away from...
Did you? Me too.
The whole thing.
But, I mean, he's in there, right? He's in part of the whole transition team.
Yeah, I guess.
And, you know, along with Elon and that crew.
Well, there are certain positions within the administration that doesn't need Senate approval.
That's right.
And he's already announcing some people, like the border czar. He's announced that guy already, who's apparently heavy-handed.
There's another thing. They're called recess appointments. Have you ever heard that phrase?
Yeah.
No.
Well, so normally when you appoint people or the Secretary of Labor or whatever, they need to be Senate confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But recess appointments are appointments that can happen without they can be appointed by the president without Senate confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
So he's already starting to talk about some of those where you don't need Senate confirmation to just make somebody the border czar or the health guy or whatever. Because the reason that came up is they don't think RFK could be Senate confirmed.
No. Anyway, Yeah, I don't know. I backed right off it. I don't even really know what's going on other than this morning sitting down and reading that as I went through the news. And that's in Canadian news. I saw that. So, yeah, it's happening and it's going forward. And I wish everyone the best.
Yeah. Good one.
What are you going to do?
Huh? Yeah, it means when the U.S. Senate is in recess, the president can make temporary appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah, I took the weekend away from it. I mean, the only thing that came up that I did look into that I thought was somewhat interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second. You know, was the fact that nobody, like, as soon as the last election was over, there was so much talk about it being stolen and, you know, all this stuff that led to January 6th. But there were a few articles I did look into where they talked about how the anomalies of this election and how Trump was very confident talking about he didn't need any votes. He had his thing going on with Mike Johnson. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility because there were some states where, like, the Democrats lost some of these states where their Democratic governor got lots of votes, but Harris didn't get the votes. You know what I mean? There's some of that stuff.
Yeah, but that happens all the time. Again, I don't. I've, honestly, anything that I've read over the past few days along those lines, they just, you know, in retrospect, you know that British guy? You sent me that clip of that British guy who does those
Pye.
Rants.
Yeah.
Well, that sort of, you know, in retrospect, that sort of nails it. And again, talking to a couple of people I know that have direct ties to the states, they weren't surprised either because they have conversations with these people. They weren't going to vote for a black woman. And this woke thing is huge to a lot of people. It just is.
What thing is huge?
The whole wokeness angle thing.
Yeah.
Like we're losing control of the country to special interest groups and, you know, stuff that maybe we overlook because maybe we don't think it's that big a deal, when in the big picture it probably isn't, but it is to them because they're not very smart. That's all.
But do you, I mean, mm-hmm. again, I'm not saying this as a conspiratorial mm-hmm. thing. I'm just saying, like, is it beyond the realm of possibility?
So that's where we are now. So every election going forward, we could ask that question.
Well,
pretty sad.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. because we certainly, a lot of questions were asked last time.
Mm-hmm. Well, how does he lost the last election with 75 million votes or something, the most prior to that of any president. Of course, Biden got 81 or whatever. And now he gets 75 or in around that number again and wins going away. So
no, he got like 71, I think. He got a little bit less.
Okay, but within that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And then she gets less. So what happened to that 8-9 million people?
Well, the Democrats got 16 million less.
Well, this is it. So people could say, whoa, wait a minute. What happened there in 2020?
Absolutely.
You could bark up that tree all day long. One thing, you know, another thing, and I didn't think we were going to talk much about this today, but
we're not really talking about it.
We have an interview coming up.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I was going to say, during the Dan Duran news today, we have there's a podcast that mm-hmm. Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky appeared on, and we're going to have exclusive audio from this podcast because, of course, the big story was that Wayne mm-hmm. went to Trump's party there at the election.
And, you know, this sort of situation where we're in, you know, we all need Donald Trump to do well. Like, we can't sit here and go, oh, I hope he fails, because if he fails and things fuck up, that could affect us. So you're in this weird position. Okay, he's been elected. Of course, you need him to do well for the betterment of all. And even if he does, I'm thinking, you know, I will never forget how he got there. That will never, ever change for me.
No, and I agree with you as far as wanting the U.S. government to function properly has less to do with my hoping he does well is I hope it doesn't fuck up too much. But I want to hearken because I'm hearkening.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, do you mind if I hearken?
I know, you know, hearkening is a part of the show now.
I want to hearken back to something I said last Wednesday after it happened about the, sort of naive belief we all have in good overcoming evil.
Yes.
George Conway wrote an article for The Atlantic, and I just picked out the last paragraph of it, and he said, and it kind of echoes and it explains it better than I did about what how I felt. He said, my own hope and belief about what would transpire was sadly and profoundly wrong. Like many, and this is a part that resonated with me. He says, like many, I have the emotional and intellectual flaw, if that's what it is, of assuming that people are wiser and more decent than they actually turn out to be. And that's how I felt. I think a lot of people felt that way, that you would just think, well, of course, you know, most people would be disgusted by, you know, an adjudicated rapist and 34th, all this stuff. You think that that would be more impactful than it turned out to be.
Yeah. Decency took a big hit. And that will never change because it did. And it worked. And, you know, obviously it was strategic and, you know,
it'll
we
expected. It'll be used again, as I think.
Yeah, we expected that, more.
It'll be used again. Because, as Fred said, it's been noticed. So,
yeah,
you know, evildoers notice and say, oh, okay, that's
I'm sorry,
route.
What's been... I'm sorry, I'm not following. What's been noticed?
His tactics. What got him there? How, he, you know, he fed it to the American public and the majority bought it. Sad.
But that's what happened. But that's what I... And again, back to this Conway thing and what I felt last week. And I think a lot of people felt this way. You felt... You just feel like... You know, it's like apparently my view of human nature is naive. You because, and I must have said it 1,000 times, you'd think that given this, that would be the end of this candidacy. But nothing, you know, how do you explain that? That you just think that more people would be disgusted than they were, and they weren't. So there you go.
No, I know. But you talk about naivety, too. And again, I can't get off this, guys, because Donald Trump takes office in January of 17, okay? And then COVID hits March of 19.
No, March of 2020.
Or March of 2020, right? So what is that? That's like 3 years space.
Yeah.
And I don't give a shit. Any guy that becomes president before anything he does takes hold is a good year, 18 months. So when everybody looks, you know, economic reasons, and I look back at Trump's presidency, they've got like a 13-month sample size. That's about it. And it's just weird to me that that keeps coming up. But that, again, that's the reality of it. Like, and what about Canadians, Howard? You talked about sitting with those Canadian guys that are happy. I know a guy, and I won't name him, had a big deal with Honda in Tennessee to make parts for their electric vehicles. It was a great deal he had. They called him the other day and said, everything's on hold until we find out what this guy is doing with the EV targets.
Is this your friend that I know?
Yes, this could be just an indication of these Canadian guys. And he wasn't, believe me, he was. Listen, when you make car parts for electric vehicles, you don't want Trump in office, right? So just an indication, all these smug Canadians who think they're so smart. Let's just see in a couple of years from now where we're sitting with this thing.
Yeah, Fred's referring to a conversation he and I had away from this program. I sat with some people on Thursday night at a banquet, and I was surrounded. It was pretty weird, actually, but it was interesting, too. Surrounded by a bunch of guys that love Trump. It was fascinating, actually. And one of them in particular, I'm really quite fond of, and he's a smart, smart man, financial guy, early 60s, golf buddy of mine, and he was quite... He at least acknowledged that he thought Trump was a disgusting pig, but still thought that was a better choice than Kamala Harris. There were some other guys at my table who were just dumb, who were just kept showing me memes and little fucking cartoons of like Trump takes out the trash and in the trash bin is Biden and Harris. And I said to Fred, all I did is said, anytime someone would say something, went, so you're okay with rape and you're okay with rape and you're okay with rape, you know, in a fun little pleasant dinner party kind of atmosphere.
Well, and it gets back to what I just said about, you know, the sample size of when Trump was actually president and whatever he did actually took hold, it was just so brief.
Yeah.
Because then along comes COVID and everything is shot to shit, you know, even beyond his control on many levels, let's be honest. But they look back on that. It's just weird. And so often, you know, in situations like that, I would just, if you had the time and you wanted to put up with the tension, okay, tell me some of these policies you're talking about. I'd just love to hear that.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, in that situation, I didn't have really a whole lot of time except to yell at everybody, so you love rapists. You kept doing that. So everybody here loves rapists.
Kind of back to your point, Howard, with the George Conway, is that you'd expect that with you're electing the leader of your country, and that you would expect that person to rise to that level of responsibility for all the people in the country, and that's not what's going to happen in this
case. Like I say, I really felt that at the day after when I was saying that, you know, you just naively think that good will overcome evil, but when it doesn't, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Well, that's just in the movies. We got to wrap up here, guys. Adam Groh is standing by. Dan Duran's coming back with his news. And on the news today, again, exclusive audio from a podcast that I don't know how we got. I don't know how lucky we were so lucky to get this information. But you're going to hear a conversation between Bobby Orr, disgraced hockey players Bobby Orr and Wayne Gretzky, who are apparently big Trump supporters, Fred.
Yes, Howard, yes.
I was going to say, we'll get to Adam Groh in a second, but first, this important message.
Tim Niblett is a portfolio manager. Raymond James, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Timmy will be by this week, and the question will be, should you be a giver? If you need to save some taxes in 2024, consider donations, okay? There are benefits to this. And he'll explain all aspects of this, because there are many aspects of how you could take advantage of being a giver. And remember, if you have a portfolio, want someone to have a second look at it, another opinion, make sure you're on the right track. Sherpa J, Sherpa Tim, at your service, retirementsherpa.ca.
And don't forget, Kelsey's has a great opportunity if you're looking to host your holiday party at Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. Get 10% off when you host a party of 8 or more and use the group menu. Plus, book your event before November 15th. 4 short days from now for a chance to win a $500 party. And, of course, they always love to give back. There's great things there with the Boys and Girls Club. I can tell you right now, it feels good to give back at Kelsey's. They partnered with the BGC Canada to give back locally. Visit your local Roadhouse and buy a $5 kids card, and you'll get 3 kids meals free, all proceeds to BGC Canada. So what are you waiting for? Join them at Kelsey's, the Original Roadhouse. Go to kelseys.ca for more details. As I mentioned, we rarely have a Monday guest, but when it comes to somebody of this stature, you know, you don't mess around. You know what? We would have done an extra show on the weekend if we knew we could get this exclusive sit-down with one of Canada's... he's the darling of mobile comedy, is what he is. The man that coined the phrase, the part of town where shit goes down. It's Adam Groh returning to the program.
Yes.
Hello, my friend.
Love it. I add a day to the calendar for Adam Groh. That's amazing.
Absolutely.
It's spectacular to be here with you again, you handsome fellas.
Hey, you look great, man.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Thanks. You get the shirt that was already ironed. This was the
right.
This was ready to go, right? So,
and you've come a long way since your head was caving in. Remember those things?
<That's> right. Didn't you? You had face shingles. You had shingles on your face.
Oh yeah, it's so relevant in terms of what's happening in the world right now. Because when he got elected the first time,
right?
My response was become a first aid instructor and start taking Krav Maga, because I thought the world was going to end.
Yeah.
And I wanted to do my part. Mm-hmm. But I overdid it. It was just too much for my body. And in addition to hockey and basketball and whatever, that's what my neurologist eventually said. That's why you got shingles. You just were, you're pushing yourself too hard. Mm-hmm. So now I have to kind of step back and go, what do I do now? Mm-hmm. What do I do now? Yeah. So,
well, Adam, I mean, we're glad you're healthy. 'Cause yeah, that was I'm trying to remember you were very open about having this attack of shingles. I remember the story. Yeah, you were on your
scary.
Way. You had a gig and part of your face wasn't working and you had a,
yeah, I look, the thing for me was that's the worst thing I've ever had in terms of ailments. It was extremely painful and long in terms of the recovery. It was probably about 8 weeks, but I got a secondary infection, and that's where professionally I was really scared because, and this is not uncommon, if you get face shingles, the cranial nerve gets infected with something called Ramsey-Hunt disease. Mm-hmm. And that paralyzed the left side of my face. So now I was like, first of all, you don't necessarily ever fully recover from shingles, which I have, but there's all of those stats that you don't. And then Ramsey-Hunt is, you know, I've told you and your listeners before that the data on Ramsey-Hunt is 75% of the people full recovery. And I'm like, there's a 25% chance I'm going to be not be able to use this side of my face. So fully recovered, you know, like
that's scary stuff, man.
I can still do the brows, but you're both healthy, right? You're both good.
Well, no, and the bottom line of that is
men.
Yeah. And the bottom line is, especially as we age and leave middle age into whatever you want to call it.
Senior citizens.
Shingles is a big thing, so you should stay on top of it, get your shots and everything, because it's an ugly, ugly disease.
You know, every time,
do you have
every time I go into the pharmacy to pick up anything, whether it be just be over the counter, you know, ragweed, whatever, they're like, mm-hmm. have you had your Shingrix? Because they know how old I am. I'm like, yes, I have.
Have you had your shingle shot?
Yeah, remember, I got shingles on my ear. I was lucky. I caught it early.
Yeah, you know, I had shingles in my... you don't remember this, Adam, but I had shingles in my late 30s. Like, really early. I had the meridian on my chest, and... But I haven't had my shingles shot. I'm going back this week. I had a flu shot last weekend, and I'm going this week for my COVID shot, but I guess I should get the shingles.
And you
absolutely.
Know, in the early parts of... and I don't know what made me think. Maybe it was you, Howard, told me. A little thing on my ear, and just thinking, I wonder if that could be shingles. And I went right to the doctor, and I was lucky because if you get it early enough, you just take, oral medication for 7 days, and it went away. But there's a sort of a tipping point. If you don't get it quick enough, then you have to get into the other treatments. So,
well, yeah. Adam's, listen, all by way of saying Adam's back. He's healthy. Looks great. Last time we spoke, you had been reviving Cash Cab. How did that go?
Yeah. Amazing. We're hoping to do some more this spring, again, back in Toronto. But we did this special edition of Cash Cab called Cash Cab Music last summer. So those episodes are still airing in repeat on Game TV. And then all the previous seasons are, you know, I still get people taking pictures of their television going, you again, because, you know, like they just keep on throwing up the there's 9 seasons of Cash Cab in rotation, but the Cash Cab Music's on Game TV, and it was so much fun, and so we're hoping for more. I know Game TV, Anthem is the main parent company of Game TV in Canada, and they absolutely loved it. So it's just dollars and cents now. I mean, it's tough to get a Canadian production up, homegrown Canadian production. Yeah. So we're very confident we'll do another one in the spring. And as long as we avoid the roads when Taylor Swift is in town, I think it'll go off really smoothly.
Right? Yeah, is this the week she's in town? How many days? Like,
yeah, and they're like literally saying you're not even allowed to drive downtown unless you know you have to have a passport, which is like a Taylor Swift ticket.
Exactly. Well, I've lost track. I know is it this week? And how many shows is she doing?
It's 3 this week and 3 next week, I think.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But this Cash Cab thing, it's limitless because there could even be like a sports version running on a sports network. Just think about it.
It really is.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's great.
And the new elements we added for Cash Cab Music, the main one at the end, I mean, we did a social media shout out, which was new. Mm-hmm. So you can get some help online in real time, live on the social media channels if you don't know the answer to a question. But Cash Cab Karaoke at the end, I mean, you can imagine, doesn't matter how old you are, what mm-hmm. genre of music you like.
Right.
If you got a clue to a banger that you love, I mean, it's your moment. So that was a lot of fun. Yeah.
You know, but going on Fred's theme, though, you could be a Cash Cab Sports. You'd be Cash Cab Pornhub. You know, could have all kinds of. sex trivia. Then followed by, speaking of bangers, you know, you get out of the cab, and then they get to.
Yeah. You know, Cash Cab Pornhub, I would not be able to afford you to. You'd take all my money. You know everything.
Oh, yes. That's right. Now you're doing something. And again, when I see this, I just go, you know, you're always out there. You're thinking. You took the when Adam first got Cash Cab, you turned that into the Adam Grow trivia show, which is great. Adam's one of those Canadian comedians that didn't sit idly by and let an opportunity go us, because really you did turn it into a lot of extra income just from that program.
Well, the Adam Grow Quiz Show still tours. Like, I'm still doing big festivals. I'm still doing a lot of corporate gigs with that, international stuff with that. And now with Cash Cab Music and the purchase of Cash Cab previous seasons in the States, there's more American clients. So that's just a lot of fun. And I did a new demo from a theater that I did last winter and just amped it up. And it's just a great, fun, accessible show. This project that I'm working on right now was derived by Sunwings. So Sunwings got this big campaign that they've launched, a few weeks ago, called Financial Advisor. You know, and so you've got a key sponsor that's a financial advisor. I'm sure he gets a kick out of this. And so it's a very cheeky, fun campaign. So it's really on brand for me in terms of my sense of humor. And of course, I'm known for trivia. And so the idea is they've got financial advisors across the country. When you think about, look, I love Canada, I love Toronto, but get me out of town. Give me a beach for a week in the winter. Let's do it. So, but how do you pick where to go, right? So Sunwing's idea is sometimes it helps to have the hack, the insider info. So we're going to be financial advisors to help you pick from the hundreds of resorts. And they're partnering with Ryu Resorts. And the idea with me is there's a lot of people who are financial advisors, and it's a really fun campaign. But I am going onto the streets of Toronto, and I'm giving financial advice for Sunwing to people who want to get to a beach destination in the form of trivia. So I ask questions that the answers are all hints to a Sunwing vacation mystery destination country. And if you get the answers correct, you're going to get some Sunwing gift cards to apply towards a trip. And then at the end, you can guess where the Sunwing mystery vacation destination country is. And then on top of that, you know, so there's just layers of fun, but it's just good interactive improv moments with people meeting me. And then if the kicker is if you get a chance, you can also, this is very Price is Right, but, you know, I come up with what's going to work. If they get a chance and they can guess the price, listed price on, like, you know, a little whiteboard of a week at a Rio resort in that mystery Sunwing vacation destination, they'll win the trip for two on the spot with me. And they're just like,
is this being filmed? Are you filming this for where will we see it?
Well, Sunwing, you can check it out on Sunwing's social channels and on their website. So you could actually enter online and participate on their social channels. You can do interactive trivia and you can, you know, enter to win a trip, a Rio Resort trip. But with me, I'm sure they're going to capture it. They're going to make, you know, they're going to, you know, be all dirty, capture the stuff and throw it on their channels. It's not like a television show per se, but I'm meeting people in Toronto hotspots on the 13th, 14th, 15th and 16th of November. So
we'll be
in real time,
if you're the vacation van.
Yeah, the Sunwing Financial Vacation Van. And there's a big flamingo on the side of it. It's hilarious. And so if you get a chance to find me in Toronto and I ask you some questions, that's when you're going to win some gift cards and stuff like that. Am I going to do the same kind of thing on a plane? I don't know, but I can't say. And so that's the idea, is to create some excitement about this financial advice. And I live and breathe trivia, so it's just like, it was a no-brainer when we started talking. It's just a really fun campaign.
No, it sounds like it. It sounds like it. Yeah.
But you fellas are going to get some trivia now. I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a sample game. And so, like, there's usually a series of questions, but you, from the two questions I'll ask you, we'll see if you can figure out the Sunwing Vacation Mystery Destination Country. Okay.
Now, so and here I also understand, if I'm looking here at the notes, I understand that at the end we're going to ask our listeners to email us with. Do you not know about this?
You know, so you, they have a chance to win. So I don't want to give the answers right now.
Well, so because what it says here is Adam will ask Humble and Fred listeners to email humbleandfred at humbleandfredradio.com with the answer to a trivia question, and then we'll randomly pick a winner November 18th. That winner will get a $500 Sunwing gift card. Is that wrong or right?
That's awesome. Yeah, I love that.
Well, yeah, but that's only one question. You got more than one, or do you not?
Yeah, well, I can do. How about this? I'll do two for you two to kind of give people like a little bit of a warm up, and then I'll do two more without giving the answers. Okay, so the first two are for you two. So Indiana Jones, National Lampoon's Vacation, Bird Box, and River Wild are movies that all feature what adventure sport on water?
Say that again.
National Lampoon's Vacation, Bird Box, Indiana Jones, and River Wild. What water sport? Adventure water sport.
I'm going to say water skiing.
Indiana Jones.
I'll say.
You're thinking about Happy Days from the, you know, anyway.
No, I'm thinking about when Fonzie jumped the shark. Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Yes.
I don't know. Jet skis. I don't know. Sea-doos.
Indiana Jones, River stop, Wild.
Stop yelling at us.
Why are you getting mad at us for being ignorant?
Why are we being yelled at?
Okay. It's white water rafting, river rafting.
Okay, river rafting. We're river old rafting. Men, Adam.
Yeah, so river rafting.
I'm a little bit concerned. I'm concerned because you seem surprised about this Sunwing gift card.
Mm-hmm. No, it's totally legit. Totally legit. That's happening. Okay. 100%.
All right.
That's totally. I love what Sunwing's prepared to come to the table. They knew that I was coming on with you, and they're saying, yeah, we love it. Let's do it. Let's give them something to give away. Yeah. And so they love you guys.
And the winner is Howard Glassman.
Yeah, that's right. What? What? And so, yeah.
Was Sunwing not a sponsor of ours a
absolutely
few years ago?
Yeah, for a couple years.
Well, yep. There you go.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Well, this is your end. But let's just close the loop on these first two questions. The idea
the
is
answer
with
wasn't
the,
water skiing. It was river rafting.
It wasn't. No, nobody in Indiana Jones or the river or Sandra Bullock was trying to get into her safety by jet skiing.
You're saying that nobody was wakeboarding in Indiana Jones. How odd.
So the idea, guys, is that I'm teasing, like, this is, you could go river rafting in this destination. That's one of the fun things you can do there.
All right.
Right. Okay.
Well, we got mixed up because you started to yell at us.
Okay. I won't yell this time. Okay. This one is,
remember, grandpas are very, very sensitive.
More of a closer hint to the actual mystery country.
Okay.
But you have to put the pieces together. So now you've got river rafting, but that could be a lot of places. So in 2012, an 11-year-old cheetah named Sarah from the Cincinnati Zoo was recorded going 5.9 seconds as the fastest in the planet for the known running time of what famous distance, what famous dash?
Well, the 100-yard dash?
Well, yards? Fuck. I mean, I won't be that specific.
100-meter dash?
Right, and so who's famous for the 100-meter dash?
Indiana Jones.
I'm going to start yelling again.
No, I know. Well,
Usain Bolt.
Yes.
And what country? What country is he from?
Jamaica.
So I mean, boom. So not only have you got the correct answers, sort of, for both those questions, you've already won some Sunwing gift cards for the correct answers, river rafting and the 100-meter dash. And then I would say you want to earn it a little bit more. What country is the mystery destination?
Right.
Boom. You say Jamaica. Boom. Now I'm giving you even more Sunwing gift cards. And now I go, okay, I might give you a chance. There's a Rio resort in Jamaica. And what's the price within $200? I don't have that set up for you guys right now, but then you could win a trip to a Rio resort in Jamaica.
Amazing.
On the spot. Yeah.
Remember Ben Johnson? He was Canadian, and then until he got caught, then he was Jamaican. Remember that?
Yeah. And you can river raft in Canada. Good point, right? Good. You can river raft in Canada. My son was a guide on the Kootenay River in BC. And, you know, the 100 meter dash is famous. So it could be like, we're sending you to Wasaga Beach.
You're going to Kelowna. So how are we going to do this? I need, two things I'll need is for you to send me, email me the question that we're going to be, because I'll be repeating this week.
Okay.
So what Sunwing's going to get out of this is for the next couple of days, we'll be reminding listeners to email us, humbleandfred@humbleandfredradio.com, with the answer or answers to a trivia question. We'll randomly pick a winner who gets it correct. Okay. November 18th, we'll pick the winner, whenever that is, 7 days from now.
So you want, just, you want me to say one question now or just give it to you and not say it out loud?
No, I think you should give us the question.
Okay.
And then the listeners can email us the answer, and we'll pick the winner. Remember to email me the question so I have it correctly.
Yeah, and so maybe I'll remember to email it. So maybe we make it fun. It's like, you know, the winner has to identify the answer to the question, and in the same message to you, the mystery Sunwing vacation destination country. Okay,
sure.
So here's the question, and this is the key in, like, you know, I won't give the answer to either piece, but now you will know if you're watching right now. Mm-hmm. popularized by a nickname for wagon drivers from Conestoga, Pennsylvania, because of the strong aroma that preceded their arrival, stogies became the ubiquitous nickname for what? You don't have to answer. Okay, you can.
You're not supposed to answer. But what I hear.
I mean, and so you'd go, okay, send in the answer, and then what country might we be going to based on that answer?
Okay, you're going to have to send us that and the answer.
I'll send it to you. And then, you know, multiple people will send in their guesses. Many people might be right, but you'll pick the one right answer that gets the final.
All the right answers, we'll pick a random one.
It's not that
one.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
But that would be in a ride with me. If you met me in the vacation van out there on the Sunwing Financial Advisor, I might have a number of other questions before that one. That's a really obvious one. Right?
I think you like saying financial advisor a lot.
Is it not hilarious? I think it's amazing.
Yeah, well,
it's amazing.
And we've had some great support from Sunwing. We're happy to do this, not just for Sunwing and to help Adam publicize the vacation van. But also, what a great thing for a Humble and Fred listener to get $500 off a Sunwing vacation. That'll go a nice ways, maybe to put you over the top of something you want to do this winter. Do you get to? So you're going to be, how many of these are you going to go on? You get to go to a bunch of all-inclusives and things like that?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it might be that you're already booked for a Sunwing vacation, and then I'm on the same flight as you, and you can win another one. I'm not saying that's happening.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just saying, wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. To think you gave up a career introducing records for this.
Pretty good gig.
I'm still introducing records.
Are you kidding me?
It's such great mental health escape to be on the radio again.
Are you on Boom? Is that, I can't,
yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're doing, what shift are you doing at Boom?
Well, the reason I'm at Boom 97.3 in Toronto is to fill in for Stu Jeffries when he goes on holidays. So that's the reason I'm there. But I've kept a Sunday show. So I do my show every Sunday when I'm in town. And like, it's just such a great, like, you know, it's the same with you gents, right? You get your news, you take a deep dive into the serious stuff that's happening in the world, and you go, okay, I'm good, I'm up to speed, but boom, now I want to rock it out for a bit. So that's what Boom is to me, is just you come to Boom, they're the same people that are concerned about world events or whatever, but they just want to hear their great classic hits, right? And so for me, it's the same thing when I'm working there. Like, I'm a deep thinker, you know. You gents know me, and I think about heavy things, but it's just a great escape. Just like, you know, Julie sent me a little post the other day, and it was a little Instagram meme post, and it was about how, you know, you get sleepy when you're near your partner, because it's an indication that you're chemically bonded. Because when you're with your life partner, it's there's a phenomenon that happens that you release serotonin and dopamine and you get tired. So when you're around your partner, that's why you get sleepy, and it means you're bonded. So I use that little nugget over the 27 second intro to AC/DC's Shook Me All Night Long. Boom. That was like my moment. That's right, great. With that bit. And I just, you know, that stuff I live for. It's just a great.
So you actually go in health. And do a you'll sit there for a 5 or 6 hour shift.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I'm recording listeners and I'm weaving in different content.
Good for you.
I mean, Stu's show is ridiculous fun. There's so many things that he's created, and it is a one person show. I do all the research, all the writing, all the operating, all the hosting.
Yeah.
And it's a really busy show. The Sunday show is still busy. And when people call in, I'll record some calls off air. And you know, have some fun with listeners. And there's, you know, I do a little trivia on my show, of course, right? I live and breathe trivia, so there's a little trivia on my show. And so, yeah, it's just a great escape, you know, like, you know, mental health, self-care, they say.
Yes, exactly.
And another bonus, when you fill in for Stu, you get to see the sweet May Pots, which is always wonderful.
That's right. That's you know what? Seriously, most of us would do that show for free just to hang with May at 9. The program is Adam Groh's trivia show. All things Adam Groh can be. What's your website? Is it adamgroh.com?
Yep.
And so just send. Do you have my email?
Yeah.
Okay. Just send me in. Yeah, of course you did, because you said, "Hey, Howard, can I come and do my vacation thing?"
Yeah. Yes. And listen, before you throw me back into, like, I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You know, you don't usually have a guest on Mondays. I really appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. Man. Yeah.
We're happy to help Adam grow anytime. Always a pleasure to catch up. A $500 Sunwing gift card. For a lucky listener. And Adam, so you send me that stuff and we'll make sure that we get the question right and send the answer, and then we'll figure out with Mike how we get the $500 gift card. Okay.
Thanks guys.
Bye now. See you, buddy. Thank
Very
you.
Nice man, Adam Groh.
Bye now.
God,
see you later.
Very nice person.
Very nice man.
I really respect him, and you know that, because he's industrious. He's not somebody that sat around waiting for somebody else to help him out. He created, you know, he auditioned for Cash Cab, got the gig, and has turned it into an industry. Because he's, you know, most people, maybe they don't know, he was a radio guy to begin with, who also did some stand-up, and has some radio roots, as he just explained. But he's got, I just love guys that do that. Just take it and run with it, you know?
Yeah. No, he gets her done. He gets her done.
Yeah,
he
gets
her. Speaking of radio, on the weekend, for whatever reason, I think I got a Zoomer magazine. So I'm sitting there in the morning with my coffee, as I do, and often I ask Alexa to play a radio station. So I asked it to play Zoomer Radio, and it was a little bit disturbing because I really enjoyed it. But a lot of the content was directed at seniors, and I could relate to it. You know, talking about health issues and dietary things. And it was quite informative. But again, I'm thinking, wow, I can relate to all this. And it's directed at old people.
Yeah.
Wow.
No kidding. Well,
there you go.
It's like watching when I rarely do, other than the Bills and news and a golf, watch broadcast television. But I've also noticed that all of a sudden the commercials for fucking hearing aids and others, other old people stuff. And it's the old people on TV really seem very vibrant, though.
Yeah. Well, because they want you to think you can be like that.
Exactly.
If you buy this snake oil. Right.
Well, they buy something, you know, whether it's insurance or. Like I say, I saw Lanny McDonald and Daryl Sittler. I think it was during the Bills game yesterday. It was a commercial for hearing aids and.
Yeah.
How old they looked. And
on that point, you know, hearing aids are just ridiculously priced. I think we've talked about this before, $5,000-$6,000 for a set of hearing aids. And you think, with technology where it is today, why would that be? I mean, you can buy a $150 set of earbuds and they sound fantastic. Right. And I know the technology goes beyond that. But there's a company now in the States that apparently are selling them for like $399. And I said to Delisa, I said, I bet you that guy ends up dead. That guy will end up dead who
Oh, the cheap hearing aid guy? You think
the cheap hearing guy? Yeah, he'll end up like it'll be a head-on crash or something, and they won't find the other car or whatever. Yeah,
sweet Doll, man, she's funny. You know, Doll is like the quiet. Doll's like a quiet assassin of funny.
Mm-hmm.
We all had dinner together, Fred and I, and our ladies, and we hung out with Rich Tunes and Mary Finuff. A nice city dinner, you know, but not so far into the city that it inconvenienced anyone.
No.
But as we're walking back to the parking lot, the four of us, I was talking to Doll, and you were railing about being, you know, having to pay the tip on the service charge was included in the thing. Whatever the details were, just a look on Doll's face. Just a look of resignation. I said, so this is going to be your drive back to Brampton. She just kind of rolls her eyes like, yeah, that's right. This is what it's going to be.
Although,
sweet thing that she is.
That is an interesting spin on it. You know, you're a man about town. You get it all the time. But the bill came and it was six people. And the guy said the service charge is already on there. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. He said, I only put it at 18, though. Usually it's 20. And I just said to him, I thought, oh, I said, doesn't the customer usually decide that? He goes, well, sir, it's policy. And I thought, oh, okay, here we, you know, new world.
Yeah, and you were saying, and I totally agreed with you. It was just the thing that made me laugh was just sweet Dolly just listening to you and sort of going, oh, here we go.
Because she would think, her would think, well, what's the difference? I mean, really,
yeah.
On a bill that's, you know, how, what really is the difference? A few dollars here or there. But again, you know, and then I would push back on, yeah, but it's the principle,
though. Yeah, but, you know, the funny thing about,
don't worry about it.
You're a man of principle, but she's way happier than you are.
Oh, Christ. Are you kidding?
That's what she's the one going, okay, it's a couple of, and you're like, yeah, but it's principle. And then your heart explodes.
Yeah.
It's fucking. Like
there's, yeah. I mean, that conversation doesn't even need to be had.
But it was lovely hanging out with the sweet Doll and everybody. And we had a nice time. I don't know. The food was okay. What did you think?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, it was fine.
I had a shrimp appetizer, spicy shrimp.
Was it good?
It was good. Yeah. And then the, and then we split a pizza. It was good. Yeah.
Okay. And I love that you refer to me as a man about town.
Well, you are.
Oh, yeah. I definitely eat in restaurants more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully
now that... I got down there Friday night, used Waze, and, you know, it changed a couple. That's one thing I like about Waze. I find it better than the mall as far as in the city, because, like, it changed a couple of times on the way down there based on in-the-moment traffic, and I find that very clever.
I could be wrong, but I think that Google Maps... I'm going to ask Google right now.
Oh, it does too, but it doesn't seem to be as immediate for whatever reason as Waze.
Oh, I disagree. I find it, in June, Waze was acquired by Google, so.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I mean, you know, it's because I get that too. When I'm driving someplace, it will change or give me options on the screen. It will say, you know, this is 27 minutes. If you go this way, it's 31 minutes.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just a little bit nervous about this Taylor Swift thing because I have been spending way more time in the downtown core the last month or so now that the golf season is winding down, and I'm really lucky because that's why I recommended that restaurant. It's in the west end of the city, so you don't really need to go all the way into the, because what's happened now is that whatever that construction, whatever they're doing around Jameson East is making a bad situation even worse.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm lucky because I can kind of stick on surface streets most of the time, even if I do need to go down there. But well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It was a great night. We took Richard and Mary out for a dinner because they've been so kind to us. Richard's done so much work. Of course, the Humble and Fred, interesting, all-Canadian ale. You know, interesting. Remember that?
Interesting.
People still love the beer. We're going to have a conversation this week about where we go from here with our own beer, but it's been great and universally enjoyed.
Interesting, all Canadian brew is waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Again, if from all people go out of their way to say how much they enjoy that beer. And it is. It's just a right up the middle, tasty beer with body. It is.
And you can get it at Stonehooker. Go to stonehooker.com for all the details on how you can get your beer delivered, your Humble and Fred beer delivered. Speaking of our clients, we should take a little time here before Dan Duran comes back. And, you know, there's a bunch of stuff we need to figure out here today.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
The Argonauts are going to the Grey Cup. How about that, eh? They defeated the Montreal Alouettes 30-28 Saturday afternoon. Exciting game. However, their starting quarterback, Chad Kelly, breaks his ankle. One of those ugly moments in sports where you see a player get up and he's in horrible distress. It looked very awkward and, as they say, ugly. So he's out. He needs surgery. So a kid named a veteran, Nick Arbuckle will be their quarterback. Against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Grey Cup, and the Bombers, the early line, it's ugly, people. 11 points for Winnipeg, minus 550 on the money line. So Winnipeg, a heavy, heavy, heavy favorite. Tonight, it's the Rams and the Dolphins, the Monday nighter. The Rams, a 2.5-point pick, the money line there, minus 140 on the Rams. Whether you're a sports bettor, a horse racing fan, a poker, a casino player, Bodog, your number one source of online gambling entertainment. From their industry-leading odds, world-class sportsbook, to their fully loaded casino and racebook, they've been providing Canadian players with an unparalleled gaming experience since 1994.
I'm sorry, what's the name of that quarterback?
Nick Arbuckle.
Is that Fatty Arbuckle's kid?
I guess, yeah.
How was that for a 1920s reference for you?
I know.
Yeah. By the way, the Argos are playing the Blue Bombers, as you said. And the Blue Bombers, the reason they're so favored is they've been in every Grey Cup since 2019.
No, I know. It's great for people in Winnipeg.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the Jonas Brothers.
They care. They actually care.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody west of here cares. Mm-hmm. And a couple people east of here care. I know Bingo Bob cares. He loves his Argos. The Jonas Brothers are playing the halftime show.
Who are they?
They were huge. My daughters, they were huge when my kids were little.
Oh.
They were massive. They were like as big as Hannah Montana, who became Miley Cyrus. Yeah, like it was the Jonas Brothers were huge. But, mostly for little, I could be wrong, but mostly for kids, girl kids.
Well, this would be the thing that I would ask you. How does this fit for a Grey Cup in Canada in 2024 to have a boy band from the 90s? What is that?
That's why I brought it up. I saw the commercial for the Grey Cup during the Bills game, and I was like, Jonas Brothers? I don't know. Two things was one about who their demo was, but secondly is I always say the same thing. Is there nobody in this country that we can trot out a Canadian act for the most Canadian of sporting events? Really? I mean, the Grey Cup, we don't have Canadians in hockey, Stanley Cup anymore. So here we have the Grey Cup. Why not find a Canadian artist, even somebody we don't know?
Yeah. Or wouldn't that be a great gesture? One of the most, popular performers on earth, Drake or something, to say, you know what? I'm not going to look for the big dough. I'm just, with my profile, I'm going to boost up my country's little football league here and do a couple of songs or Justin Bieber. But it doesn't work that way, Howie.
Well, I mean, I'm waiting for somebody iconic in Canada, an artist to donate themselves to it is one thing. Mm-hmm. But for the organizers to go out and find, and again, I'm not even talking about like legacy Canadian acts. Maybe there's a new budding Canadian artist that's, somebody that would benefit from the Grey Cup halftime exposure versus the Jonas Brothers, who are, I'm sure, very nice people.
Canada has a lot of those good time, sort of good time new country artists, where,
yes. What about them?
What about them guys?
I did enjoy the Bills game, watched the whole thing. with my lady friend, hung in there mm-hmm. for the entire game. She was, she said, "What are you doing this afternoon?" So I'm gonna watch the Bills game. She goes, "Do you mind if I watch it with you?" I'm like, "Sure." And we had a good time. It was fun watching it.
What'd you do at halftime?
Why does that matter?
Because I just wanted to see what you'd say.
I'm all red faced now.
Oh,
it's funny.
Jeez.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was crazy. you know, young love. You know, it's.
I was gonna say. That I was phoned at a halftime since the late 70s.
She'll find that funny. Oh yeah. Like I was like, no, I know it's a lot. It's a lot to take in. Yeah, a lot to take in. Anyway, great game. Bills are now 8-2. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas City also came back and won.
Yeah, that sucked.
I don't think so. I know you don't like them anymore, but I still like them.
No, from this aspect, Howard, because if it's the Bills and Kansas City in the AFC Championship, you want that home field. So if Kansas City had lost, they would have been like 8-1, and the Bills 8-2 because they've had a bye so far, and the Bills haven't. So I'm just saying from that aspect.
Well, from a playoff positional, yes, okay.
From a playoff positional thing,
yeah, I get
because
it.
Two games is hard to make up. So
yeah, mm-hmm. Josh is a beast. He was in Josh Allen was in beast mode. You know. Mm-hmm. Watching him run when
scary.
Well, it's scary because like he's you don't like it?
No, it's scary because I don't want him to get hurt.
Understood. But what I was going to say is most quarterbacks, and whoever was doing the color on the game pointed this out, that a lot of quarterbacks run in a sort of a tentative don't want to get hit style. Maybe mm-hmm. this actually makes your point. He runs like a mm-hmm. halfback. He runs like a guy that, like, he, you know, did you see that stat? He doesn't care. He's 6'3", weighs 230, but he runs like he's, like, running to find the hole. Did you see that stat that he just passed O.J. Simpson yesterday for most rushing touchdowns?
Oh, did he really? Wow.
At 57, up next is Thurman
Thomas.
Is it Thurman Thomas?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
he's only got 8 more to go to surpass to become the all-time Bills leading rushing touchdown leader.
Well, there's no other team that deploys their quarterback that way. Like he is part of the backfield, so to speak.
Yeah,
where designed called plays are him running way more often than other teams,
but less so. Mm-hmm. You know, they again to your idea that it's you know it's sort of nerve wracking because he does run so aggressively. He doesn't run to just goes. What do they call it when quarterbacks do that? They just sort of slide in and try not to get hit.
Yeah, but if you'd have seen the Argonaut game Saturday afternoon, it was the same thing. Like, you know, Chad Kelly likes to run a lot, and he's a versatile quarterback. And he was just going after a first down, right, and then ran in towards the line, and there's a big pileup, and he gets up, and his ankle's broken. Well, that happens to the Bills, and, like, they're done, you know? They just are. They're done.
No, I get it.
So but at the same time, if that's what gets you to the show, you got to utilize it. But the chances of being injured are—they're really increased. That's for sure.
Well, I tell you what—it's fun. He's a fun quarterback to watch.
Oh yeah,
he's a fun quarterback to watch. Did you see they had a highlight during the game of a Doug Flutie game from years gone by? Just how fucking tiny he was. he really was tiny.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Speaking of, what's that?
But good.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of tiny, not. Here's our boy, Dan Duran. Dan Duran, have you done anything since you went away to possibly inconvenience your neighbor, Fred Patterson? Is there anything else you've ordered to? Any other affronts?
Why don't you just shit on my deck?
That's an idea. Uses Adderoom as a toilet, Dan. God.
In the interim, that's not a bad idea.
All right.
Yeah.
In the interim. Yeah.
Well, listen, kids, we're very excited. As part of Dan Duran's news today, we're going to be treated to an exclusive bit of audio.
Yes, we couldn't believe we got this audio.
No, I know. It's hard to believe.
The hard-hitting news team that we have here at Humble and Fred News managed to get hold of this secretly recorded piece of audio.
Well, no, it was from a podcast, but the podcast hasn't...
Oh, that's...
It was secretly podcasted.
No, it was a podcast. Yeah.
We got it, but it's from an yet-to-be-released podcast.
Right.
All right. Should I play the Dan Duran theme, though? It's because it's part of the Dan Duran news.
All right. Well, let's do that then.
Well, I'm asking Fred, too, because he's also
a program director. Let her go. Production all the way, brother.
All right.
Now, here's to a fella named Dan Duran, a hell of a guy with a hell of a big wang, the quintessential anchor man. His voice is nice and low. Huh. Dan Duran, the anchor man, comes and says for credentials he has none. Can't tell a headline from his bum, but his voice is nice and low. Dan Duran, the anchor man's here. He's prone to falling off his chair, but he's got a big wang, so he don't care, and his voice is nice and low.
My voice is nice and low.
And now live from Lisa's house, Mr. and Mrs. Duran are pleased to announce they are wonderfully together and will share in all the joys and happiness that a couple can, including messing up Fred's driveway with their mutual... Because she is a co-owner of your trailer now, as you know. Here is Dan Duran.
Yeah, she's already had some visits there.
Anyway. Okay, here we go. Dan Duran and exclusive music. Are you ready?
Right. Yep, here we go. As you know, Wayne Gretzky was seen at Donald Trump's victory party last week, adding his name to Bobby Orr's as two hockey legends who have tarnished their legacies by supporting the orange blob of rape. Humble and Fred News has obtained this exclusive conversation from a podcast called A Rapist Can Be Anything, Even President.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bobby Orr.
And I'm Wayne Gretzky. And great to be here on Licking Trump's Asshole.
Oh, yeah. You know, they say he's an adjudicated sex offender.
What does adjudicated mean?
I don't know.
He didn't do it?
I don't know.
Here, let me Google it. How do you spell it?
I don't know.
Ah, fuck it, who cares? Have you played Bedminster?
Not yet.
I heard the president wants to keep men out of women's sports.
Oh, forget about men in women's sports. What about women in men's sports? Half the players in the NHL today are pussies.
Yeah, maybe the president could do something about that.
Have you ever played Doral?
Not yet, no.
Cool.
What's all this about the president and 34 felonies?
No, I think it's melodies. Not felonies. Melodies. Haven't you been to Mar-a-Lago when he plays disc jockey? It's so hot. Makes me want to fuck his man tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you played Westchester?
No. And what's this insurrection thing?
Oh, when I asked Trump, he said it was when you get an erection after you put it inside.
Oh, well, what's the big deal?
Oh, he says Ivanka loves it.
Oh, you mean Melania?
No, Ivanka.
Have you played Turnberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you pissed Ovi is closing in on your record?
Nope.
Why?
President says it's a lie. Fake news. Not going to happen. Have you played Scotland?
Muirfield, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Okay. Are you glad he won?
I guess so. It means we won't get deported back to Canada.
Oh, he didn't mean us. We're white guys. He means Latinos, but not the ones who cut our grass and wash our clothes and tape our sticks. Only the bad Latinos.
Well, what's a bad Latino?
I don't know. I've never met one. Have you?
Nope. Have you played Dubai?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. Dan?
We hope you've enjoyed this Humble and Fred News exclusive. Join us next time when the ghost of Mr. Dressup discusses his love of Hitler.
Well, there you go. An old-fashioned radio play. Fuck. How about the accents? What'd you think of that? It was like Bob and Doug meets Fargo.
Well, you know, it was a good bit. And you guys,
did you love it, Dan?
Yeah, I did. You know, the acting is unbelievable. You guys really know how to pull words off the page and put them out there.
Yes, that's from the podcast "Licking Trump's Asshole."
What did I say to you guys on the weekend? Like, why would, especially Gretzky, all those pictures from Mar-a-Lago? Like, you're a Canadian icon. Like, you just want to stay out of it, no matter what side you're on. You know, just stay out of it, because basically what you're saying is, hey, I support this sex offender. It's not a good look.
Rape's okay with me. Yeah, I don't know what. But on the other hand, you know, he's probably. You know what? Let me stop. I don't know what the other hand is. I was going to say he's been living there so long that I don't think he thinks in those terms anymore. It was a bad look. Listen, I didn't like it when Bobby Orr came out and endorsed Trump in that, and he take out an ad in the paper,
full page ad in the Boston Herald,
in a Boston paper, and then Nicholas has aligned himself with him. It's a bad look. It just is.
No, it is. But again, there are those who will argue and say, "Well, no, it's not.
Yeah,
it's a free country," and you're right. It's a free country. Free country. Just like, you know, earlier where you said sitting with, really smart guys endorsing Trump. Well, you know, yeah, there's lots of smart guys that, you know, have different priorities.
Yes, and I wasn't making, when you and I were talking about it the other day, I wasn't really trying to make their argument for them. I was trying to make the argument that they have, I couldn't articulate it, but they have their reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them seem to care. And it gets back to what I said Wednesday when I read this morning from George Conway. I naively believe, as you do, and so does Dan, we naively believe that all the negative things about him would be enough to turn anybody off. Mm-hmm. That would be enough for me. Like, once I found out, you know, somebody I knew was an adjudicated rapist that constantly ripped off people doing work for them, et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't be able to be buddies with them anymore. And that's one of the arguments, by the way, Dan. I said this to Fred. One of the things I said to these guys at this golf event the men I was with. Yes, I was being silly when I kept yelling about everyone loves rape at the table. But the thing that sort of, not closed the deal for me, but it's definitely gave them pause, is what I said is this. I said, you guys, I don't care what you say about him, you know there's no fucking way he's won all those club championships. And I looked these guys in the eye. I said, you guys, you know it. And they couldn't argue. And I said, no, I'm going to tell you one last thing. If that guy was a member of this course, you guys wouldn't play with him. You wouldn't play with him for money. There's no way. And they started, and they really have an answer for that, because as golfers, we all know there's no fucking way that he could have shot those scores. And so that's all I said to them. I said, I know this. You guys wouldn't play with him.
And isn't the higher religion on a golf course like that, that you never cheat? Isn't that cheating?
The worst thing you can be. You can be a sandbagger. You can be a fucking guy that... You can be a lot of things in golf, but you can't be a cheater. But he can. That's the thing that really, really drives me crazy about people supporting him, is they know he cheats.
Well, is a sandbagger not a cheater? What's
different.
The difference there?
Well, how? I mean...
In what way? Because I was once accused of being a sandbagger.
What's a sandbagger?
A sandbagger is somebody that is... inflates their handicap, meaning that they're really a 10, but they say they're a 20, so they get extra shots.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's somebody that's actually better than they say they are. He's the opposite. We call that a vanity cap. He actually says he's better than he is, And there's just no way. So I don't know. You know, it's funny. Again, that was sort of the... You'd think that me yelling, you guys love rapists, you'd think that would be it. But it was really when I came down to the golf part, because you can't argue with it.
No. Yeah. Yeah, crazy times. It's even, you know, like, what is it? On Wednesday, Biden's going to have him to the White House, yeah, as protocol would call for, you know, to go over a few things he should know as Biden's presidency closes. And, you know, Trump should have done that with Biden, but of course he didn't because he's a big fucking sucky baby. But all that stuff people overlook. It's great. Super. It's great. You got your guy.
That's right. Well, listen, tomorrow we're back to regular programming. Although, because normally we don't have guests on Monday, but tomorrow, we did for Adam today. Tomorrow, Larry Fedorik will join us. Ben Murray's nice. Back with us on Wednesday.
Nice.
And, yeah, I was a guy. Dan, I got to spend a little time with Fred. Dan, are you going to hopefully make the scene here this week at all? Or do you not know?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, my sister, as a birthday gift or a Christmas gift from one of her daughters, gave her tickets to come watch the Taylor Swift experience.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're in for a few. She and
where are they staying? Daughter.
There's an Airbnb near the airport that they booked like over a year ago or something.
Why wouldn't they stay with you?
Up in Peterborough?
Oh, right. I'm thinking, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry. Right. Yeah, of
course. You know, Dan doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah. No, that's right. Yeah.
They could have stayed with me, Dan.
I had a brain fart there.
Dan, they could have easily stayed here. I mean it.
No, for $1,500 a night.
$1,550 a night. So you might, we'll talk after we finish recording, but you're saying you might make the scene here this week.
Yeah, so I don't know when they'll be arriving in their schedule yet. That's why it's a little bit up in the air. Because I'd like to get into the city. I'd love to see you and love to see her too. So it'd be a kind of get it all together.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we're booking up soon and we're booking up quickly here. Now I'll tell you after. I'm going to be may not have room for you. Anyway, I'm looking forward to. Well, somehow I'd love to see you if it's possible.
Yeah. Well, maybe I could stay in your storeroom.
Yeah.
In the basement.
I'm just blown away with the magnitude. Again, I guess I don't have a little kid or whatever, or young daughter, or I think May is just, you know, a little pre Taylor Swift or whatever, but I get the magnitude of this. It just blows me away.
He's the biggest artist on the planet.
I know, but they're naming like a street after in the city. Oh, yeah. And just the money involved and the, look at this, from where are they coming from, Dan? Edmonton? For the show?
Oh, yeah, they're coming from Edmonton, yeah. Like, you're talking about
it's just wild, man.
It's $250 million to the local economy for her to be in town for a couple of weeks. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Before we finish the show, are you going to talk a little bit about the Chamber plan?
Yeah, the Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, Canada's number one group benefits plan for small business. Get a free quote today. Go to chamberplan.ca. Hey, man, this will work for your small business. It's a great gesture to the employees that you have, and it gives them that sort of feeling of security. You know, a lot of small businesses don't have benefit packages, and sometimes it can be a reason why maybe somebody doesn't sort of latch on with a small business. They're out looking for a benefits package as part of their employment. So many ways to look at this, and it'll work for you. Go to chamberplan.ca. You get a free quote. Find out what it will cost, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. And please know that over the past several years, they've done a great job of holding the line on premiums because they know small business can't handle big hits. They've covered it top to bottom. The Chambers of Commerce Group Insurance Plan, chamberplan.ca.
Now, we've talked a little bit about football while you were gone, Dan, the Grey Cup, and the Bills playing yesterday and winning. Fred talks, of course, spoke about the Bodog odds. What does Bodog have to say?
As per my last email, we are on board.
Looking for a fast break from working so hard? When you're ready to box out some time for fun, you know it's time to play. It's easy to find your next favorite game at Bodog.net. We make getting the latest basketball odds and free sports tips a slam dunk. Visit Bodog.net today. Hashtag make a play.
I was lucky. I saw both of my kids on the weekend. Had breakfast with Charlie, and then Spencer was over. Spencer was over on a Saturday afternoon doing a self-tape or something, and she was being her little cheeky self. I was talking to her. She was talking about some guy that she had met, and she said, "I said, what was he like?" He said, "Well, he was kind of like." She says he was kind of you know douchey funny. And I said to her, I started laughing. I go, am I douchey funny? She goes, no, you're just douchey.
Oh, nice.
I laughed. Made me laugh because she's so, just like, I said, that's, I'm going to write that down. She goes, no, that's my bit. I go, I'm going to write it down to tell the fellas what you said about your father. No, you're just
that's
douchey.
That's great.
All right, thanks to everyone. Thanks to Adam Groh. Thanks to all. Thanks to Jim Miller. He's the guy from the trailer. And he's our honoree this week, Dan.
Yes, he is. And this episode of the Legendary Humble and Fred Show is brought to you by the Retirement Sherpa, the Chambers Plan, Boron One, Bodog, our newest sponsor, Ridley Funeral Home, and Kelsey's Original Roadhouse. For contests and comments, and you know, we've got that contest now through Adam Groh, we read all of the emails, Humble and Fred at humbleandfredradio.com. Humble and Fred at humbleandfredradio.com. Tell us what you think. And here's something you can do. Subscribe, tell your friends about us, maybe share an episode. From the Jim Miller Zoom Theater, I'm Dan Duran. And remember, don't get mad at us just because we're ignorant. And enjoy every goddamn day. Where's that?